Bryce, do you have any idea, like, what would be your goal coming in, you know, from week one to week two in the preseason in terms of how much he might play?
You know, I don't have any expectations for that. You know, that's for them to say and me to say okay and go execute, you know. So every snap I'm in there, I'm gonna try my best and make sure we're, as far as an offense, we're executing, we're getting in and out of the huddle, and, you know, we're productive.
When you ran the other night, you took off and ran towards the visiting sideline. It looks like you took a pretty good hit, and then you went back and Todd said something to you on the sideline. What was that about?
Slide. Yeah. Don't take hits. You know, which is, that's, got to listen to coach. So, you know, I think for me, I needed that. I needed to get hit, and, you know, because the last one was the one I tore my shoulder up. So it was good to get that hit and, you know, hey, you're okay, and rock and roll. But, yeah, always taken care of.
Aside from that, what did you take out of that game?
Yeah, you know, shoot, I was happy. You know, we had a couple things there. Obviously, you want to move the ball. You want to be productive, and I put a lot of that on myself. So, you know, coming out was just super excited. You know, missing that first pass, I got to put it on him. You know, things like that. That you know, you just got to settle down and get the first game jitters out of the way there. But yeah, obviously, you want to be more productive, and when you get into drives and. You know, when you have a chance to have a four-minute situation like that, you want to end with the ball. You know, you don't want to punt. You don't want to give it to your defense to turn the ball over or get stops. You want to be the ones to finish it out. So that's on us as a unit, and especially with those guys that I was out there with. We got to get some fire under us and take ownership in that.
Bryce, the NFL kind of changed the rule or made a point of emphasis about hitting quarterbacks in the legs. We saw with Josh, they called it, then you got hit, and they didn't call it. Do you have a firm grasp of that rule right now, and what's legal and what's not legal when they're coming at your legs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's one of those things that they throw it. If not, then you got to roll with it. You know, we can't sit here and, you know, hey, I'm not older, so I don't get it. You know, all this stuff that you can say. You know, you just. Hey, you keep playing, and you know I trust them to make the right decision on that stuff, and you know, it's still football. So,
what's the dynamic like between the three of you guys at three quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I think we do a really good job of you know, one, helping each other out, but two, just rooting for each other. You know, that's a big deal, especially this position where there's only one of us out there, and. You're not going to lie and sit here and say you're happy when you're not out there, because you want to be in there. You know, you're competitive and it's tough, but I love the way our chemistry is. I love the way that we're fighting and rooting for each other, because that balance right there is probably something that not a lot of teams have, especially in that position group. So I enjoy coming to work with these guys every day, and love when Josh throws touchdowns, love when Hack throws touchdowns, and they love it when I do too. So it's a good group.
How do you feel about the number of reps you've been getting in practice?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's tough, and like I said, it's tough because I'm competitive and I want to be out there. But all I can do is worry about the things that I can control, which is my attitude. Every day I come in here, and you know, that's something that I've really taken pride in, and because it's easy to sulk, it's easy to put your head down, but at the end of the day, that doesn't help anything. That doesn't help you, it doesn't help the team, or anything else like that. So you know, all I can worry about is who I am as a quarterback each and every day that I come in here, being better than I was yesterday, and you know, the opportunities will come. And if you sulk, you're not going to be ready for that opportunity. So just keep my head up and grind, because that's all I know how to do.
With the lack of reps, is it hard to not put too much pressure on yourself once you're in the game, because you're getting more there than you're getting almost a week or something?
Yeah. You know, that's kind of an internal struggle, and I think that's the immature Bryce had. You know, I think now, you know, because they got to see if you can execute. And if you push the ball in places it's not supposed to be, if you do things you're not supposed to, then you're going to get less reps. And so trying to push and trying to do things that aren't in the nature or the dynamic of that play only hurt you. And so that's what is going to help me out down the road when I do get that opportunity is to make sure that I just take what the defense gives me on each and every play. You don't push. You don't try and make things happen. You just let them happen. And then that sets you up for when you're in there and you are the starter and wherever and whenever that is. And then you have a good grasp and foundation of playing quarterback in this league.
So it's not about how many reps you get, it's about what you do with the reps you get.
Yes, sir. couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, that is a t-shirt. Yeah, I've always said you don't count the reps, you make the reps count. So, you know, that's something that's helped me kind of in my career, and especially now, you know, because it's, like I said, it's easy to sulk, it's easy to get down, but staying positive, that's the most important thing.